Carter Ponenen has spent his final year at Clermont Secondary balancing a full course load, a provincial cross-country title, and the responsibilities of leadership, all while preparing to deliver this year's valedictory address. For Ponenen, that meant leaning into the people around him, and reflecting on just how far he and his classmates had come. "It hasn't been as intense as maybe I thought it would be," Ponenen said of his final semester. "Parts of grade 11 were a lot, but this year has felt more like a victory lap, calmer. There were still moments of stress, like a loaded first semester that included chemistry 12, physics 12, and math 100, but there was also clarity." Ponenen, who plans to study humanities at UVic, discovered what he wants his future to look like. Essays, not equations. "I was good at math and physics, but I didn't want to do that forever," Ponenen said. "I had this English class in grade 11 where I just thought, I love this, the writing, the discussion, that kind of thing. Then this year, law class really clicked for me too. That's the kind of space I want to be in." The pull toward writing and communication was cemented in Mr. Quested's AP English class, which Ponenen calls the most influential course he took at Clermont. "It was hard, but not in a boring way," Ponenen said. "It made me want to put in the effort. It gave me direction." He's quick to credit the teachers who helped him get there. Ms. Cliché laid the foundation during the uncertainty of the pandemic. She helped Ponenen and his classmates through the thick of it with online clubs, Google Classroom assignments, and steady encouragement. "She was awesome," Ponenen said. "She made me color inside the lines, literally. She gave me those habits I still have now. And when everything was falling apart during COVID, she gave us something to hold on to." Other educators left their mark too, Ponenen's parents, both of whom work at Clermont. His mom is part of Learning Services. His dad, the school's Math 100 liaison, also runs a nationally ranked robotics program that started as a passion project and now spans 2 full classes and a busy after-school club. Then there was Aaron Macri, a beloved Clermont teacher who passed away during Ponenen's time at the school. "It was a huge loss," said Principal Aaron Buckham. Aaron was the kind of teacher who connected with students, who made them feel seen. His passing left a mark on the entire community, staff and students alike. He was one of those people who helped shape the heart of the school. Clermont is a 4-year high school with just over 1,100 students and approximately 270 graduates each year. And while Ponenen's final year wasn't without big moments, he's always been about consistency, in how he carries himself, how he supports others, and how he quietly leads by example. He helped lead the senior boys' cross-country team to a provincial title, Clermont's first in 35 years, under coach Ms. Simmons, whose father Peter coached the school to its last banner and now assists with field events. "Winning that banner with the team, that's something I'll always remember," Ponenen said. That steady presence didn't go unnoticed. In May, Ponenen was pulled out of law class and informed he'd been named valedictorian. It was a surprise, one that took a moment to sink in. "I was like, oh wow, okay. I need to recontextualize this," he said. "It wasn't something I expected." But for Principal Buckham, the decision was never in question. "It was a landslide of yeses," Buckham said. "We had 15 applicants. We usually take the top 6, and from there it's about who represents the school best, someone who connects, who's respected, who understands the school community. With Carter, there was no debate." Ponenen's voice will close the ceremony, and his deep roots, stretching back to a now-defunct preschool on the school grounds, will help bring the class of 2025's story full circle. "He's just one example of what this year meant," Buckham said. "And what it took to get here."